You know, there's a lot of people been waiting to hear this one too, Tony. Tony Schiavone! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's showtime!
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again to the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. This is Handsome Dan's Final Say, and I, of course, am your host, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, Handsome Dan Lopez. And joining me is the man who has gone by many titles and worn many hats through the years, but always manages to land on his feet, to find his place in the world, never without an opportunity to share all the things that he has, all the knowledge and wisdom that he has gathered in his world travels. I'm talking about the Lucha Liaison, the former president, El Presidente of WLW Studios. Like I said, he's gone by many names and worn many hats. The one and only Jay Chewbacca. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? We're here. We're live. We're live, pal.
Yeah, we are here. There's no denying that.
I'm the doing granddaddy the granddaddy of them all.
You know, even? It's right around the corner from what I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be around it. Maybe not Starcade? At it, but around you're
going,
it.
You're going to Starcade?
To Starcade, daddy.
I mean, if we're being honest, that's the actual granddaddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
another... WrestleMania is kind of like the stepfather that nobody asked for. Just kind of moved in and took over.
Yeah, aggressively, one might say.
So aggressive.
WrestleMania,
you will have boots on the ground. In
I don't think you put on any promoters, do you?
You will have boots on the ground in the city of brotherly love.
I hope Brother Love's not there.
Well, he might be.
He definitely got pooped on, if anybody.
You think so? That's where you go from there.
Who would have let him? Yeah. But, it's going to be a fun weekend of festivities, even if I'm not going to the event itself.
The show of shows.
Yeah. I got the cock, you know, so I can watch it on that, you know.
Yeah, pal.
That's really the best seat in the house. Come on. You really want, I don't know. I don't want to go to a stadium full of 70,000 other people and, you know, the ring looks like the ring and looks like it, and the wrestlers look like ants because I'm so far away.
That sounds like something that Vince McMahon would say, that the cock is the best seat in the house.
Well done. Well done, sir.
Sit on it. I think that was in his text messages, actually.
Oh, was it? Yeah. It was very... strangely typed text messages, huh?
Yeah, like a ransom letter.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, so Jay will be in the Philadelphia area for WrestleMania, and there's plenty of ancillary events going on with different hosted by different companies and promotions, and he's going to be partaking in those as well.
I'll be at the it's what is now known as the 2300 Arena, but once upon a time it was the Isita Arena.
No,
Isita CTE.
That's a classic.
I might try to get that one going at the
reunion show. Yeah, really.
See if that catches on.
It's too bad Mike Awesome's dead. He could have.
Oh, yeah.
If he would have been having a match, you definitely get an opportunity to start that up.
Yeah, him and Masato Tanaka could have had another round.
Is Tanaka dead?
No, he'll be there.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he'll get something going.
He'll be in action. You know who he's fighting?
I have no idea.
Rhino.
Oh, I'll bet you there'll be some chair shots in that one.
Yeah, slug. That could be a slug fest.
Real slobber knocker. folks, if you're there, if you see Jay out on the streets, go up and say hi, but don't be a creep.
Yeah, preferably not.
Yeah, don't be a weirdo.
Unless you're a hot girl.
Oh, yeah. Ladies.
You creep away at that point.
There are no rules.
Ladies?
Anything fellas goes. Fellas,
take a break. Ladies, clock in.
You might say where the ladies are concerned, there's no holds barred.
It's extreme rules.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a unique episode because it is a Raise Your Wrestling IQ episode, but we're not doing the typical watch along or anything like that. I'm going to get into the background of what we're doing when we get to the main portion of the show because there is a little bit of explaining to do. But basically, it's kind of
some splaining.
Yeah, we got some splaining to do, but it's kind of a series, and it is going to be ongoing. There is a end to the series, so it's not just going to continue on till the end of time. But I think it'll be a nice way to kind of break things up because, you know, you can only do so many watch-alongs, and that gets a little repetitive after a while because everyone does those. This is a little bit different, and I think you'll enjoy it when that part of the show rolls around. But here in this intro, we have a brand new segment that we're kind of trying out. And we don't have many guests in the studio.
it's rare. Because
this is a simple operation, we don't have like a budget necessarily. That's why we have to deal with the likes of Ernie. But
some say we don't even need guests.
Yeah, some people have said that, actually.
I've heard that on the streets.
Yeah, absolutely. People are happy to just listen to Jay and I riff about, you know, the different topics that we cover. But every now and then we manage to pull some strings and, get some pretty big names through here.
Yeah, we've had Oopsie Panda a few times.
Yeah, she's probably the biggest name.
Yeah.
And so far, I think the only living guest.
Living, yeah. Right.
Because we've had a couple from beyond the grave.
We have at this point, yeah. Sadly.
Alan Rickman was here. And he got into
a necromancy for that one.
Yeah, and he got into things got heated between him and James Stewart.
And James Stewart, yeah.
Who'd have thought you'd ever see those two in the same room at the same time? But it happened.
From two different eras.
Yeah, really.
Cinema.
Building bridges.
And then they kind of scurried away. And then they escaped. If you recall. And then they were loose. Like the juice for a while.
Yeah, there were sightings. People were saying that they were seeing Alan Rickman and James Stewart walking around. Ghosts of Christmas Past, if you will.
Hey, nicely done.
But and once again, we are going beyond the veil, so to speak, to bring in yet another big name to help us kick off the inaugural edition of this new segment.
Yeah, and we had to perform a little more necromancy for this one.
I feel like...
So don't anybody ask any questions about that, huh?
I feel like it's a little inauthentic when Ernie uses sidewalk chalk to draw, like, the pentagrams and stuff. I feel like maybe it should be blood or candle wax or something a little more...
The blood of the innocent.
Yeah, something a little more hardcore.
The hair of a virgin, something.
Especially when he chooses, like, pink and, like, you know.
The sky blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just feels, I don't know, it just feels a little.
Makes you want to play hopscotch.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, we said, you know, limited budget. We got to work with what we got.
Right. Well, we got it done. Somehow, some way, we pulled it off. Our first Beyond the Grave grave guest from the wrestling world.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah. Because we're going to play a little game.
Huh.
Not like Jigsaw. Not that intense. We're going to play a little game. It's a guessing game.
Okay.
You know? So you're gonna be the guesser.
Okay.
You'll be playing the game.
I'm contestant number one.
Yes. I'll be more like the host / MC, you know.
You do have the long microphone.
I do the long skinny mic, yes. Shades of what was the match game guy? Or Bob John Davidson? Bob Bart. I'm not sure.
Oh.
But
Chuck Woolery?
Maybe. But Bob Barker also had this long skinny mic.
He did.
That should have come to mind first. Anywho. So we're going to bring this guest in. And he's going to do his best to describe movies that he's seen recently since he's been revived.
And, he's had some catching up to do.
He has, yeah, we gave him a week. maybe 2 weeks. We gave him a couple weeks to catch up a little. And he's going to do his best to describe. He's not the best at describing. So, you know, that's kind of the fun of the game. So that's going to, you know, that's how Dan's going to try and guess what the movie is that this person saw. So this is I limited it to five.
Okay.
Because he could have gone on and on.
Yeah.
You know, he watched a lot of movies in those 2 weeks. So, all right. So he's sitting in our green room. One of the greatest. Some say one half of the greatest tag team of all time. Would you agree?
Some have said yes.
Yeah. One half of the. You may know him as the Legion of Doom. I like to call them the Road Warriors. Ladies and gentlemen, back from the grave. Oh, what a rush. It's Road Warrior Hawk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here he comes with the spikes on.
Oh, yeah. Watch the equipment. Watch the equipment with those.
Oh, and he's just pie-faced Ernie on his way in. Fantastic. Well.
That's great.
he's looking like the old Jim Crockett days with the black spikes.
I like that better.
Interesting choice. Yeah,
I appreciate him going with the throwback.
All right. So, all right. Here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Road Warrior Hawk. Well, I'm here.
Oh, man. It is so great to have you here, Mr. Hawk.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here. Good to be back. Good to be back in life. Good to be, I noticed you didn't bring back Animal.
Yeah, well, we're still
supposed to go. Am I supposed to go single again?
Yeah, we're still working out the kinks on the necromancy, so we're only really good for one at a time.
Well, you better get on that.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll have both of you in studio.
Yeah, we're gonna work on that, Hawk. I promise. So, okay, so Dan here, handsome Dan Lopez, Road Warrior Hawk, handsome Dan Lopez. Hey, how you doing?
I'm great, sir. nice to see you again.
Mm-hmm. Still good to be here. Still good to be here. So yeah, Hawk, we're gonna do your best to describe five movies that you've seen since you've been revived. And Dan is going to guess what that movie is. I mean, obviously, if he gets it right, he gets a point. So, all right. Are you ready pass him over the list here that Ernie was supposed to give him beforehand, but, you know, with the pie facing, it didn't go well.
Right.
Here you go, Hawk. All right. Thank you. All right, there's the list. And so that one, right, starting right there. Okay. All right, Dan, are you ready?
I'm ready. I've got my...
This first description of the first movie.
I've got my thinking cap on.
All right. And this could be... These are from all eras, genres, you know, nothing specific. Or there's not a theme to it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Have at it, Road Warrior Hawk. Well, this movie, this one was kind of a chick flick, I thought. The girl, the boyfriend breaks up with her, and he's like, he says that she's not smart, and she says, well, it's probably not that hard to become a lawyer. So she goes to Harvard, and she becomes a lawyer.
Oh.
And just like that, yeah, and she gets back at him, and I don't know, it was kind of a chick flick.
Gosh.
Not my usual kind of movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. But I may be wrong. But I'm going to take a shot in the dark here. That sounds like Legally Blonde.
It is Legally Blonde. Nicely done.
Oh, sweet.
Ding, 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 ding.
And very
well. Well, what a great guess.
Thank you. And, you know, you did a great job describing the film in layman's terms, so I could easily identify it.
Oh, appreciate that. I like this guy. He's putting me over.
Always. I will gladly do the job to Road Warrior Hawk.
Same here. I certainly would. So, all right. So you're one for one, my good man. Yes. All right. Legally Blonde. You like it?
I've never seen it.
Real quick. I think I saw it once, probably around the time that it was out.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I felt about it. So anyway, moving on. I hear it's popular.
It seems to be. They made a few sequels, right?
At least one. Two. One or two. Yeah. You don't have to watch those, Hawk, if you don't want to. So next movie. Going up here. That's the one. All right. Well, this movie. This movie was more my style. This movie, I think I could have been in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's set in the future, right? And well, there's this cop and this bad guy, and they freeze him.
Oh.
And then they unfreeze him however many years later, and then they fight again. And there's something about seashells, and well, I really think I could have been in that movie. So yeah, they fight each other again in the even farther future. And well, it was definitely more my style, more action. A lot of sci-fi too. Not really into that. That's more nerd stuff. But
right. Okay. Well, boy, I could be mistaken, but I don't think I am. That sounds a whole heck of a lot like Demolition Man.
Nailed it. 2 for 2.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that you weren't in more movies, Hawk, because it seemed like you'd be a natural.
Well, I thought about trying the acting thing, but me and the animal, we just never gave it a shot.
Yeah, well, I would say, there's always a chance that those doors might open up, but yeah, it's kind of unlikely now.
I did see Mad Max 2 back in the day.
Well, yeah, I would hope so. For inspiration, if nothing else, right?
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah, provided much inspiration.
Yeah.
But that's not on the list.
Oh, okay. Well,
he already saw that one.
Right.
We didn't need to put that. Demolition Man. It's a sly movie.
Yeah, it definitely is. Right. And a hot young Sandra Bullock.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Good call.
Prime Sandra Bullock.
Is that right before Speed?
I think it was after, but not too soon. Not too long after.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So movie number 3. You're batting 1,000 so far.
Nice.
Okay. So next up, next movie there, Hawk. There we go. Oh, this one. Okay. Well. Well. It is. So it's about this family, right? And they do a lot of illegal things in a very organized fashion.
Oh,
way, an okay. Organized way. All right. And and there's a lot of. A lot of violence, which I liked.
Yeah,
I dug that. I think they were Italian, from what I gathered. Yeah, and it was a big family. The one guy, he's at his daughter's wedding, and he's got a big cat, petting the cat.
Okay.
And then later on in the movie, he's peeling an orange, and he just keels over. It was crazy. the one guy just gets filled with bullets.
Mm.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that was the Hawk liked that one.
Okay. Well, those sound very much like scenes from The Godfather.
The Godfather. There you go. Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe Hawk hadn't seen that one earlier.
Yeah, Hawk. I was surprised about that too. The Godfather. It's kind of a classic. Doesn't even seem like the word for it. Staple. Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal.
Well, I never really got around to a lot of the mob movies. Yeah. when they were Goodfellas, Casino. Yeah.
You not being Italian, just, it kind of just.
Yeah, that too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Good call. I like this guy. He's all right.
All right, well.
So, okay.
I'm on a roll.
You're 3-3. So, yeah. We gotta find you a prize or something.
Yeah, really?
Well, I could sign my spikes.
Man, that would be awesome.
Ooh, all right. That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Authentic.
I like that.
but that's if you get them all.
Right. I've still got two to go. Anything can happen.
If you miss one, he's got to give you the doomsday device.
That's fine. Well, whose shoulders do I have to sit on? Seeing as how animals. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can pick you up on the hill. Yeah.
Well, I've always wanted to be a wrestler, so I guess this will be kind of an honor in and of itself, even if it hurts a little.
Hello? Nope, you froze up on me there.
All right, my back?
You're back. Okay.
Okay.
All right, next movie. Number four. All right. And that one right there, Hawk. Oh, well, this one seemed more like a kid's movie.
Mm.
The main guy was a kid. There was this, he's trying to hide this little, this thing that he meets up with this thing, and he's trying to hide this thing. The thing really likes candy.
Mm.
And there's a little sister, she's terrified of the thing, and the mom's pretty hot, actually. I dug the mom. Really dug the mom. Hawk's type, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
something I've never thought about before.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that. Yeah, you?
Yeah. What is Hawk's type?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not hating on it. I can certainly see what Hawk's the appeal is.
Is the mom in this movie.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. Well,
duly noted.
Well, at the end, he's getting back to where he comes from, and there's the bicycle, and they bike across the moon, which I thought was pretty crazy. And the thing lights up. It's yeah, that's all I got for you.
Okay, well, gosh, if. I mean, I'm once again, I'm just guessing, but that sounds an awful lot like E.T. the extraterrestrial.
That is it. 4 for 4. One Sweet. More and you get the autograph spikes.
Damn. The stakes are high, the pressure's on, and I'm starting to kind of feel it at this point.
I could go for a steak, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You like steak, don't you, Hawk?
Well, I sure do.
I feel like there was probably a lot of red meat in your diet.
I like mine well done. Okay, all right, we got a free one there.
That makes sense.
We didn't even ask him for that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we didn't.
I'm more of a medium well. Well,
gotcha.
For my thing.
You keep it up, you might be getting the doomsday device.
Yeah, it could be. I'll try to not land on my head like some others.
Yeah, do you have any regrets about that, by the way, Mr. Hawk, about the occasional opponent kind of spiking themselves into the mat from the doomsday device?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's business is business, right?
they didn't land right.
Yeah. Right.
There you have it, folks. Yeah.
It
didn't land right.
It's all in how you take it.
It ain't ballet.
That's true.
He's got a great point. Got a great point. It's hard to trump the ain't ballet card. So
yeah.
So final movie here. This is for the signed Road Warrior spikes.
All the marbles. All right.
So okay, there you go. That's the one. Well, this one was confusing.
Mm.
It was all over the place. I couldn't tell when it started, when it ended, when it was in the middle. It was all over. People were in scenes that were already dead, and there was these two guys. They were talking about cheeseburgers, and the one guy was really angry. He was very angry. He seemed very angry. There was this briefcase, and the one guy came out in a gimmick, gimmick.
Oh,
yeah.
Kind of looking like Demolition.
Yeah. Very like Crush.
Oh no, not Crush.
Interesting, he said Crush.
Yeah.
Well, I like Axon Smash. They're all right. But yeah, it was just, I didn't know what was going on, to be honest with you.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
there was some dancing.
Dancing.
Some weird dancing.
Hmm.
Going on at like a I think they traveled back to the 1950s at this place they were at, and they were dancing.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm putting the pieces together here, and gosh, I could swear that that's Pulp Fiction.
Well, sir, you have won yourself a pair of signed Road Warrior spikes.
Wow, this is a big day.
As Pulp Fiction.
This is a big fucking deal.
Another one I thought Hawk might have seen. But, you know.
Yeah, he's a busy man, you know.
Yeah.
Traveling the roads and stuff, making the towns.
That was 94, and I was in Japan working, sometimes working for Todd Gordon and Pauly of ECW.
Those were good times.
Yeah, the in-between times.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm speechless. I don't know.
I was a single in WCW. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How could we forget?
I remember that. That hot feud with Kurosawa. How could I forget?
I'm really, I'm floored by this.
He's now removing the spikes and signing them.
Yeah, this is cool, man. This is pretty fucking cool. Hey, I don't mean to overstep my bounds here at all. I mean, I'm certainly thankful for the prize, but you know what would really make our day? And I know I'm speaking for Jay when I say this. You know how you gave the old pie face to the engineer? Well, he calls himself the engineer. We call him, you know, the stooge.
Yeah. Allegedly, yeah.
Damn. If you could deliver one last doomsday device on that clown. Oh, man. On the way out. That would.
Yeah.
What a rush.
Yeah, no problem. You got it.
All right. Well, man, I can't thank you enough, Hawk, for being yes, here. And
thank you. Wow. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Again, for the prize. This is awesome. I will treasure these forever.
Do I get to stay alive?
Yeah. I don't know.
We kind of did that
order.
See, the last ones escaped before we took him back to the afterlife. And that turned out to be a real PR nightmare. So I don't think we're going to have to put you back. Well, I guess it's going to be one last great doomsday device.
Yeah, I mean, really get your money's worth, because, you know, it might be a while before you're able to deliver one again.
All right, boys. Well, it's been fun.
It certainly
watched
has.
Watched a lot of great movies. Some bad ones. Maybe we'll talk about those again someday. Some of the bad ones I saw.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you, Hawk. Back to the green room. There you go. That'd be fine. Just step over Ernie there. That'd be great. He's still down from the pie face.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe we'll have to get him up for the doomsday device later or something.
Wait, I'm sorry. Sorry. One last thing. Hawk, if you could just come back real quick. Can you give us one?
Oh yeah, please.
Can you give us one? All right. All right, I'll do it for you guys. I like you guys. What a rush.
And cue the music.
And there he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
There he goes.
Oh, vicious doomsday clothesline. Ernie was just getting back up. He was just getting back up, and oh, that was vicious.
He was just shaking the cobwebs loose.
I wish all you listeners could have seen that. That was epic.
That's a damn shame we don't have video.
Actually stepped up onto my desk and
launched himself
at Ernie and clotheslined the shit out of him. It was great.
He did the old, like, fold like an accordion cell.
Yeah.
Like head over, ass over tea kettle. That was great.
Wow, he is laid out. He is out, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, it's nice to see that nothing's changed with Road Warrior Hawk still laying him in after all these years.
Yeah, even from the undead, right?
From the beyond.
He took the news about going back to the afterlife really well, I thought.
Well, those guys were always kind of like, you know, on the edge. Like, they dine on death, after all.
Oh, yeah, good point. I forgot about that. Yeah. You think Rocco's in hell?
Oh, God, I hope so. That's where he belongs. Well, on that note, folks, let us know what you thought of this little game that we got to play.
Yeah, that was fun.
And I will forever treasure this memento that I won as a result.
Yeah, cool. The signed Road Warrior spikes, black version.
The black edition. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'll be wearing these for the rest of the show.
Crockett era. Yeah. You know?
Yep. So keep your distance.
You don't wanna get, you're right.
You don't want to get skewered. But. Yeah, so
maybe we could bring him back someday and do like do lists that are themed. Like he could watch some horror movies, he could watch some chick flicks, he could watch whatever we think of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I kind of just put together a mishmash.
Yeah.
So
this was kind of more general, more mainstream. So I mean, I don't want to embarrass the guy, but I mean,
you could get him to watch more mob movies. He mentioned he hadn't seen a lot of those.
That's true. So, and he seemed to enjoy The Godfather from what I could tell.
Yeah.
He liked all the violence. Anyway.
Yeah. Sonny Corleone getting full of lead. Enjoyed that.
Yeah. I could hear the joy in his voice as he was describing it. That childlike wonder.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break and reset the studio here. Maybe get some smelling salts for old Ernie. Kind of bring him back to life.
Yeah, because he is motionless.
He's snoring, I think.
Motionless right now.
Over there. Okay, but we'll set him to rights. And when we come back, we are going to kick off what I am calling the Wrestling Survey Series. So you'll get to find out what that's all about right on the other side of this. Stay tuned.
It was an early Sunday morning, October the 19th, when the world of wrestling was saddened to hear that Michael Hegstrand had passed away at the young age of 46. If you talk to his peers, as we have, you will find that Hawk has left behind quite the legacy. The one common denominator with each interview was that each person told us that Mike, Hawk Hegstrand, was someone who treated everyone with respect and who would do anything for you if he considered you his friend. Whether you knew them as the Legion of Doom or the Road Warriors, Hawk and Animal were a tag team that redefined this profession.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Handsome Dan Lopez, J. Chewbacca, having put the studio back together again after Road Warrior Hawk left a path of destruction in his wake, as he is wont to do. But yeah, it was nevertheless still an honor to have him here in the studio. Man, what a rush! Am I right, Jay?
It was quite a rush, absolutely. Ernie is. Barely alive. Took a little time to revive him after the beating he took.
Yeah, I mean, it looked vicious as hell, but I think, honestly, I think Hawk went a little easy on him.
Mm.
Because I mean, so? the fact that he's still alive and breathing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
is proof that, you know, I think Hawk was maybe pulling his punches a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I think he still laid it. I mean, I think he still laid it in quite a bit. I mean,
well, I mean, sure, but it's Ernie we're talking about here. Ernie, it's not like he's, you know,
Ernie was motionless there.
Yeah, he was. It was a long time coming, but I was glad to finally see that guy get his. I mean, it was well deserved.
Maybe he'll get his act together now.
I hope so, because I mean, if that won't correct his behavior, I don't know what will. But
we can bring him back anytime, Ernie.
That's true. That's true. So better shape up. He's gonna start peeing himself whenever he hears the theme music.
As he should. Kind of thing. As he should. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that was a blast.
It really was. So we hope this will be a blast as well. We're starting a thing called the Wrestling Survey Series, and there's a story that goes into this. So I'm going to have to kind of break the lid off of that here. Okay, so a while back, I was kind of into these videos on YouTube. Jay, you know the YouTube? You heard of it?
I'm familiar. Yeah.
Okay.
I just learned that they have short videos.
Yeah, shorts, as they're called.
Yeah, still learning about that.
Instagram calls them reels.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, just trying to be a little different, I guess. But there was a channel on YouTube called Rummy's Corner. Rummy, R-U-M-M-Y.
Okay, like gin rummy.
Yeah, and this is dedicated to the sweet science of professional boxing. And I grew up a boxing fan, used to watch it with my dad, and, you know, like so many things, I've kind of fallen off since then, but, and, you know, I'm talking about, like, the glory days.
Sure, yeah.
You know, the 80s, the 90s. Certainly, there were even greater days prior to that, but so it's fun.
You froze up on me.
Oh.
Yeah, you froze up. I didn't catch any of that.
All right.
You're okay. You're okay now, but yeah.
Okay, let me try that again. What was the last thing you heard?
You were starting to talk about boxing.
Okay. So growing up watching with my dad in the 80s and 90s, and a lot of that was learning about the days even prior to, you know, the 70s, the 60s, even going back further beyond that. And so it was fun to watch these videos on this channel and kind of revisit some of those times. But one of the things that he came out with, and by the way, the guy, there's not a lot of bells and whistles to these videos that he does, but I just love the content. It's very simplistic, and but it looks clean. It's concise. It looks professional, like the guy gives a shit, and he knows what he's talking about. So those are the things that I really appreciated about the videos. He's not just some guy running his mouth that about stuff that, you know, he isn't well versed in. And he takes the time to put some effort into making the videos, if not like high quality production, they are at least, you know, some effort has been put in. You know, he's got like the graphics and the transitions and all of that cool stuff. Yeah. So
nice.
I appreciated all of this so much that I thought, man, it'd be kind of cool to do a series similar to what he was doing. So what he did was a series of surveys. So I guess there was a message board attached to this YouTube channel. And on that message board, you know, hundreds of maybe even thousands of users contributed to a survey in which they were ranking fighters in all the different weight classes. And okay. He applied a point system to the votes that the fighters got and then used that to complete this ranking system. So I'll explain all of that in a little more detail in a second. But so what he ended up doing was releasing a video for every weight class and, you know, pulling up a graphic for each fighter, kind of talking about each one a little bit. And it just came off really cool. And I liked it. And I thought, well, man, that'd be cool to do something wrestling related. But I was thinking, like, you can't do weight classes because that's not a thing really in professional wrestling.
Yeah, not really.
So I thought, well, how could I apply this? And when it comes to wrestling, like what I really know is the WWF, and I only really know it up until a certain point, starting from a certain point and up until a certain point. So I thought, well, I can focus on that time frame. And I can divide that up into specific eras. And we'll use those eras in place of weight classes. And okay. we'll do it like that. So here's how I ended up breaking it down. So let's see, how many eras did I end up with? I think it was, five altogether. Okay. So five eras. And I broke it down like this. So pay close attention, folks, and maybe take out a piece of paper and a pencil or something and just take notes if you want to stay abreast of where we're going with this.
Might even learn something.
What's that?
Might even learn something.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, that's what we're here to do, right? Raise your wrestling IQ. It's kind of in the tagline.
Exactly. It's our slogan.
Right. So the first era, again, the WWF, beginning in 1982 to 1988, and what I'm calling the national expansion. That's the first era.
That's appropriate.
Okay. The second era from 1988 to 1994, I'm calling the decline of Hulkamania.
88 to when?
94.
Ah, okay. There's definitely some decline.
You're right.
There.
And basically, I went more or less from like August to July, kind of, mm-hmm. or somewhere in there, like June to July. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like January to December kind of thing. It's like mid-year to mid-year.
Gotcha.
Okay. Era number three is, I lumped these two together, the new generation / attitude era from 1994 mm-hmm. to 2000.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's fair.
Well, the reason, like a lot of people tend to separate new gen from the attitude era.
Yeah.
And the reason why I don't think that's appropriate is because the new gen was the last remnants of the previous era and the beginning of the following era.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more transitional than an era in and of itself.
Yeah, I got you.
So, okay, number four, we're calling the Ruthless Aggression era, obviously, from 2000 to 2006.
Aggression.
Yeah.
01 to 06?
2000 to 2006.
Okay.
And the last era we are calling the PG era from 2006 to 2012.
No. Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Well, I was still watching. So, like, how can I cast aspersions? But,
right. Same here. I mean, I wasn't as devoted as I had been in the past, but
mm-hmm.
definitely more so than I have been since.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
That's when we still had hope. All hope has been lost. Okay. So obviously we're going to begin at the beginning with the national expansion. So
okey-doke.
At this point, let me explain a little bit about kind of like the rules and how we figured all that out. So, like I said, originally what I wanted to do, because I was inspired by this YouTube channel, I wanted to do videos on YouTube.
Okay.
So I had actually put a slideshow together and everything. All I really had to do was add narration, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I just, you have to sync it up and everything, and I'm not super well versed in how to do that. I mean, I could probably figure it out, but I just didn't care mm-hmm. enough to set aside the time.
It seemed like a whole to do.
A little bit, yeah. And this was a while ago, so I felt bad for a long time because I had to put the word out there to get people to respond and participate in the survey so that I could even put this thing together.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of, you know, pulling teeth, but I finally got enough people to participate to where I felt like, all right, this sample size will serve the purpose and be able and enable me to put something together. And Midnight Mike, formerly of the Midnight Jury.
Oh, yeah.
He stepped up big time.
He's our only living. He was our only living guest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, him and Oopsie Panda, I guess, right?
Oh, well, yeah, right. But
yeah.
Outside of her, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's a good point. So yeah, he stepped up big time to help me put the finishing touches on this. And so in the video at the time, I wanted to give him a big shout out. I wanted to give all these people who participated a big shout out. And I feel bad that I never finished it because I was harassing everybody and, you know, kept bugging everybody like, you know, come on, get involved so I can do this. And they did. Finally, it took a while. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, everybody was all on board from day one. It took a lot, but they finally did. And I appreciate that. So I wanted to somehow show off the fruits of that effort. And I figured this was a platform to do that. And at least I will be able to shout out those people who did participate and help me finally put this together.
So, okay, right on.
That list of names. Tony from The Shining Wizards.
Okay. Yeah.
Ben Roberts, formerly of Ring Wars, which was a Facebook page, which...
Oh, that's a throwback, huh?
Yeah, are you familiar with Ring Wars?
I just remember that you wrote for them.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still in touch with Ben on Facebook. We're still pals. Ring Wars isn't really blowing and going anymore, but...
No, it's neither hanging nor banging?
No. They hung their last bung. But he's still a good guy, and you know, we're still friends on the Facebook, so and he he stepped up and helped me with this. That pain in the ass Choppy.
Oh, from Turnbuckle Throwbacks?
Yeah.
Are they're still going strong?
As far as I know.
It's funny. I know Tony from Shining Wizards. I know him more these days from the Deadpool draft.
Yeah.
An inconclusive breakdown. Cause I haven't listened. Yeah. Honestly, I haven't listened to the Wizards in years. So
they're still doing their thing as far as I could tell.
Okay. Gotcha.
Still very active, still getting a lot of, hot indie guests and things like that. So good for them.
Oh my. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Phil Rea also chimed in.
Oh, okay.
Philly so I was Rea, thankful for that. Mike Norngonger, obviously, he was the real catalyst in getting this completed because I was just having so much trouble getting people to participate. And then finally, he saw my struggle on Facebook and took pity on me. So he jumped in and helped out, and that was huge. So big thanks to Mike Norngonger for that.
Very nice. Yeah.
And then a bunch of names of guys who are more or less just kind of acquaintances through others, or Facebook friends or whatever. Drew Anders, JP Mayer, Matt Squires.
Oh, Phil, nice.
Phil Dennett and Nick German. Oh, and I'm sorry, two more names. George Rivera and Todd Brantley Jr.
Okay,
so all of these people contributed their time and effort to complete the survey so that we could even do this thing.
Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, and so I genuinely appreciate it, and I'm sorry that I never got around to putting a YouTube video together, but that doesn't mean that your efforts were wasted. We will be honoring that time you spent right here and now. So,
would you even say you're sorry?
I would say that. Yeah, especially if I was Canadian, I would say that. Okay, it's, but here's the...
Isn't it funny how they just can't help that?
They're just so polite. It comes
out naturally. Yeah.
It's in their DNA.
Right.
Okay, but here's how the scoring system works. So basically, you would take names and you would rank them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And based on how you ranked them, determine how many points they scored. So, like, for instance, if you ranked someone first, they immediately got 100 points.
Okay.
If you ranked them 15th, they only got 1 point. So here's how I did it. I said you can rank any wrestler, but they had to be at least an in-ring talent. Okay?
All right.
So
no managers.
It didn't matter if they were male or female, and it didn't matter if they were a single or a tag team. But what I did say was, if you were going to rank tag teams, you rank them as a tag team. So they would take up one slot.
As one wrestler. Yeah, gotcha.
Right. So, so the total number of points that could be distributed was 453 points.
Whoa.
Over ranking 15 names for each participant who bothered to rank anybody. So I will say, for those of you who are interested in the sweet science of professional boxing, to check out Rummy's Corner. It is still active on YouTube and still putting out great content.
Okay. Hey, speaking of, before we start, you know who's going to be at WrestleCon?
Jake Paul.
But this was, no, sadly not. Oh. This year. Yeah.
Okay. Who?
because you're speaking of boxing, and I thought this was really odd. Larry Holmes?
At WrestleCon?
Yes.
Did he ever do anything in wrestling?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't think so.
Does he live in Philly?
Maybe
that's why.
Possibility. I don't know that for sure, but
he was called the Eastern Assassin.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you think maybe he didn't even do anything at ECW, right?
Not that I'm aware of. He may have been one of those who was like in the crowd at a random WCW event or something. Because they did that a lot.
And that gets you booked.
Right.
Get you booked to WrestleCon?
Apparently so.
But yeah, really strange. Yeah.
You'll have to report back. Let us know how long his line is.
I'd be curious.
Yeah, really. Okay. So when I start naming names here, right? I'm going to give you how many points they scored total.
Okay.
So regardless of where they were ranked by anybody, they scored points, so they'll have a total, right?
Okay.
I'm going to give you what their average ranking was, and I'm going to give you how many lists they appeared on. So we had 12 participants, so there were a total of 12 lists. Some names appeared on every list. Some names, you know, didn't appear on certain people's lists, so... Mm-hmm. And then I will also let you know how many first place votes they received, if any.
Gotcha.
And we're only doing the top 10 for each era, but I will mention at the end some people who just barely missed the cut.
Ah. Honorable mentions.
So right off the bat here, speaking of the national expansion of the WWF 1982 to 1988, are there certain names you're expecting to see?
This is 82 to 88.
Yeah, WWF.
Well, one comes to mind immediately.
Well,
no, not that guy. Oh. Hulk Hogan. I think it might
you
be
would
up
think.
There.
He had a lot to do with it.
Andre. The Giant.
Oh, yeah.
The Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Oh, he better be there. Or he won't be happy.
Hey, I am not. The Macho Man, Randy Savage, is not happy. Not a happy camper.
How about some outliers that may not be automatic, but
Piper.
Okay, is he a he's not an outlier, right?
No, no, but just yeah, he just came to mind.
So what about like some outliers that aren't an automatic, but you think could possibly make the cut?
Tito of the top Santana. 10.
Who?
Tito Santana.
That's a good one.
Greg Valentine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone other than the big names that you would be surprised if they didn't make it?
I'd be surprised they didn't make it.
Yeah. If like we other than the people that you've already mentioned.
Oh, right. Okay.
Somebody like, oh, how did they not get in? You know what I mean?
How did they not get in? Let me go with Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Morocco.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see how it shakes out. All right. So, as I mentioned, each name, we could talk about them a little bit and kind of explain what the importance was. Now, here's the thing. Again, just this last little tidbit here to kind of set the stage. Everyone is always talking ad nauseum about who the greatest wrestlers were, like of all time and whatnot. This is not that kind of list, okay? I was adamant with the participants that this was not that kind of thing. We aren't doing the usual Mount Rushmore bullshit where everyone's like, oh, this guy was dynamite in the ring or whatever. You know, what a worker, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This is strictly...
Hell of a hand.
Yeah, this is strictly who got you to turn on WWF wrestling in this era. Like, wrestling. You tuned in because you wanted to see these guys or girls.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah, of course. Not about the matchies necessarily.
Yeah, or even necessarily the in-ring performance alone, because granted that has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the total package, if you will.
Not that guy. No.
No, he wasn't there at that time.
He was not there. He might come along later.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had a look, they had a certain charisma, they had a certain gimmick. It was just the presentation. It was the whole thing that you were like, all right, this is can't miss. Like, I want to turn on WWF because I want to see these people.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So without further ado, we are ready to count down the top 10 wrestlers, tag teams, male, female, of the WWF's national expansion, 1982 to 1988. At number 10, the British Bulldogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Bulldogs.
They scored 124 points altogether, with an average ranking of, well, so their average score, I should say, was
10.3.
Mm-hmm. They appeared on all 12 lists.
Okay.
Received 0 first place votes.
Yeah. All right. That's fair. Okay. I'm a little surprised that it cracked, that they cracked the top 10. I would have thought maybe Heart Foundation would have been there.
Oh, they might. They might be.
Oh, yeah. They might be. Okay, fair. Or Sheik and Volkov, maybe. a little more. I don't know.
Well, the important thing to remember or to keep in mind is that we're crossing an expanse of 6 years. So certainly the Bulldogs did more in the early part of this era than they did later. Yeah. But there may be some people showing up in the top 10 who did more later than they did early on.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
So, like Sheik and Volkov certainly were influential in the early part of this era, but practically disappeared altogether by the end of it.
What about the Strongbows? Jules? You don't think Jules made it?
Yeah, probably not. but for me, anyway, speaking of personal experience, the Bulldogs were definitely a big reason why I tuned in to the WWF at that time.
Does this include Matilda? She involved.
Well, I mean, it is the whole package we're talking Matilda. About here.
And Winston?
Winston was not part of the deal at this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he showed up later.
Oh, he showed up later. My bad.
Yeah. But I loved their look. I loved their sort of hybrid style of wrestling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, as baby faces, they certainly were serviceable in terms of, you know, drawing that sympathy, making you care about them. And you appreciated the struggle, especially against the Dream Team, because, you know, the Dream Team, they were almost like Honky Tonk Man-esque in the way that they just held on to those tag team titles. And all you wanted to do was see the Bulldogs, you know, wrest those away from them. And when they finally did, yeah, that was a big deal.
With Captain Lou and Ozzy in their corner.
Yeah, British Bulldogs forever, am I right?
Forever. He'll always be there. He'll always be there supporting them.
Absolutely. He never went away.
No. Constant fixture on WWF television.
Right. All right. Number nine. The greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time, the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, wow. Still the greatest Intercontinental Champion?
Well, he might have finally surrendered that that tag.
I wonder if he's still. I wonder if that's what he's writing now on the 8x10s.
Second greatest?
Still the greatest Intercontinental.
Still the greatest, probably. 133 points altogether, with a average score of 22.2. So the average score means they were typically ranked higher. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
By individuals in the survey. He only showed up on half of the lists, though.
Hmm.
So the fact that he cracked the top 10 means that those people who did include him ranked him very high.
Very high. Yep. Yeah.
He did not receive any first place votes, though. Which would have been insane if he did.
Yeah, that would have been more. It would have been easier to comprehend the Bulldogs getting the first place vote than Honky Tonk Man, probably.
Yeah, probably so. Although Honky did, he was the king of the B circuit.
Oh, the B show, the B town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if Hulkster was main eventing in one city, chances were pretty good Honky was main eventing in the other.
So was the C team, the C town, was that the tag team belts? That was the main event?
Yeah, probably. Or like, gosh. Some C towns, man, they could get real lean.
those poor C towns.
That's where they split up the tag teams. Like, they'll have Jim Brunzel in a match and then be Brian Blair in a match.
Sure. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Those poor crowds.
Oh, man. They were just happy to get anything.
All right. Honky Tonk Man. Yeah. You just mentioned the Honky Tonk Man like grip on a belt. I mean, that's. That was his whole run. You know?
Yeah, that was the appeal.
How obnoxious it was. He was the Intercontinental Champion for so long.
It worked, though, man. Like, everyone in the building, even the little kids, knew he didn't deserve that belt. And so just the chance to see him lose it was enough of a draw.
Right. And when it happened, yeah, and it happened so quickly, the crowd loved it.
Oh, yeah. So really, his run as Intercontinental Champion is a pretty significant thread during this time.
Yeah, that's fair. Definitely.
Very deserving, I would say. All right, number 8. The Hart Foundation.
Here we are. I knew we were better than Davey and Tom.
You know, I always thought we were a good tag team.
You know, I always liked Tom, but he was a real mean guy, you know. Oh, we know, Brett. Yeah.
Oh, we know. What? 135 points total for the Hart Foundation. Their average was 11.3, so a little closer to the Bulldogs' average. They did appear on all 12 lists.
Gotcha.
Zero first place votes.
All righty. Then with Jimmy, of course, yes. Jimmy Baby. And
they glommed off Honky a little bit, but they had their own heat. They were very despicable heels.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially when they hooked up with the wrestling referee.
The dangerous one?
Dangerous Dan Marsh.
Just talking to the guys in the ring. Hey, what are we doing after this?
What are we doing after? We're going to hit up that bar? But yeah, I've always...
Oh, shit. I'm on camera.
I've always made it a point to... emphasize the fact that it was the Hart Foundation, Jimmy Hart, and Honky Tonk Man that were the catalyst for the formation of the Mega Powers.
Yeah.
It was not the Heenan family. It was not, you know, any one of these other heel factions. It was the Hart Foundation that caused all of that. So a lot of people don't give them the credit that they are due for being.
They were the villains that night, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Brett stood there laughing along with the Honky Tonk Man when he shoved Elizabeth down. What a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Boy, real dark side of Brett there, huh?
I want to ask him about that sometime. Like, how did you feel, Brett, when you saw Elizabeth down there?
You know, I really liked Liz. She was a sweet lady.
Too good for this business.
Yeah.
I like my mom.
You know, Randy, he was real, real protective of her, you know.
Real controlling guy.
Guy. I like guys. Guy.
Sorry. All right.
Well, what about Anvil? The Anvil, though, he's kind of underappreciated. I mean, maybe not so much now, but I think he was for a very long time.
A bigger part of their achieving this ranking anyway, because he was so much more vocal at that time.
Yeah.
Like, Brett would kind of chime in.
Sure.
But Anvil was really kind of the one carrying the load as far as that goes.
The mic work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big bastard.
All right. Number 7. Jake the Snake Roberts.
Trust me. Oh, well, that's later, but you get it.
Right. 196 points total. An average of 19.6. So he was usually ranked fairly high. Did not appear on everyone's list, surprisingly.
That is surprising. 11 out of 12 or what?
10 out of 12.
Shocking. Okay.
So a couple of people chose to leave Jake off their list entirely, which is surprising, but he did make it. So.
With Damien, of course, featuring Damien.
Absolutely. and with the DDT.
That one got over, huh?
It really did.
Yeah.
I mean, I was into it. I was into the whole act.
How could you not want to see that? I mean, who brings a fucking python to a fight? You know,
well,
kind of sick and kind of twisted individual. You know,
I think a big part of Jake's appeal was he could make you care about anything he was doing, like any feud that he was involved in or any match that he was in, even if it was against, you know, some schlub like George Wells. He can make you care about it, you know?
Or, I don't know, Mario Mancini. Something right. Like that.
But, you know, during this time, he had some of the most memorable feuds, I think, in the company. Feud with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Oh, Snake Pit match.
Yeah, that was excellent. Feud with Honky Tonk Man. Feud with Ravishing Rick Rude.
Right, right.
And even Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but that was next era, right?
It kicked off in this one, just around summer of 88 or so.
Oh, yeah, with Andre? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jake had some very memorable moments.
Alice Cooper was here.
He was there.
Very threatening.
Oh, yeah. You see this? You see the size of his arms? those pythons, those garter snakes, I guess, is what you'd call them.
Yeah. Speaking of pythons, right there.
Okay. So, moving on. Number six is the Phenom himself, Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Oh, Superfly. I didn't even think of him, to be honest with you.
Yeah, a lot of people don't because he was just barely at the beginning of this era and then kind of vanished until
the
next
one. He's pretty much all 82 and 83. Some 84, but not much.
Apparently it was enough to leave an impression on our participants here. 254 points total.
Is this it? Am I doing it right?
Yeah, that's it. You Brother, nailed it.
I love you.
an average of 31.8. So he ranked very high, only being included on 8 of the 12 lists.
So scored pretty high, like Honky Tonk Man there.
Exactly.
Huh.
Hard to argue with this, though, I think, because, I mean, before Hulkamania was running wild, it was Snookamania.
Snooka Mania. Jimmy Snooka. It really was, because, like, I read in Bob Backlund's book, aptly titled Backlund, about his, one of his many rivals was Jimmy Snuka in like 80, 81, and then 82, into a little bit into 82, and then 83 comes around. That's the Morocco feud, which is epic.
Yeah. He kind of ends up being, I mean, I guess it's proof of his popularity because he ends up being kind of a sacrificial lamb to Roddy Piper.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
In order to get him primed for the Hulkster brother.
Yeah.
You got to have your top heel take down a top baby face.
Right.
And everyone remembers the coconut incident.
real coconut?
Yes.
But it wasn't supposed to be? Is that the whole story?
I honestly don't know the story. All I know is that if Roddy Piper makes up his mind to hit you in the head with a fucking coconut, he's going to hit you in the head with a fucking coconut.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether it's gimmicked or not, or right, whether you agree or not.
And dude, coconuts are, you've held a coconut before, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking hard.
Yeah, yes, they are.
And he's, and
I guess it proved it,
and it smashes on his head, you know.
It affirmed the myth that these Polynesians have hard heads.
Probably would have killed a normal man, yeah.
Yeah, probably so. Okay. So moving on. Number five. The master of the pile driver, Mr. Wonderful. Oh. Paul Orndorff.
Oh, Mr. Wonderful, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Number five, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of shocked. That's a bit high.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, he did not make everyone's list, so there's that.
Snuka scored high, I thought, too.
Yeah, I guess it's mostly because these guys were very, like, almost everything they did during this time especially was pretty high profile.
Yeah.
Orndorff over here made 10 out of 12 lists, scoring 415 points total for an average of 41.5. So those who did rank him, or those who did include him, ranked him very high. I honestly think the bulk of this has to do with the Hogan feud.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, watched the big event. That was, pretty big business.
You get the shot of Orndorff with the belt around his waist.
Yeah.
Very iconic shot. And you got to sprinkle in some, you know, WrestleMania 1.
Yep, he was a big part of that too.
Yeah. He was there.
He was. kind of fizzled out towards the end, but
really, yeah.
I guess hard to argue with what he accomplished in the interim, so good on you, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, certainly. Wonderful.
All right, number four. You knew he was coming. The eighth wonder of the world, Andre the Giant.
The Giant from Grenoble in the French Alps.
This is he's showing up here with a total of 607 points. Did not make everyone's list. 10 out of 12. For an average of 60.7 points, so also ranked very high on the lists in which he did appear. And this is our first.
He didn't make it on two of the lists? Wow. Yeah.
I don't know how that's possible, but
all right.
WrestleMania 3, you kind of needed him there.
That did occur during this era, yeah.
But this is the first member of our top 10 to receive a first place vote. So he did get one first place vote.
Okay, there you have it.
So someone thought he was pretty important.
Yeah, and we're talking from, you know, 82, where he's still fairly mobile.
Yeah.
And he's got the fro and the trunks.
He was still baby facing it.
Right, right. And then we get into the Lena, where we're starting to limp, you know, starting to look like he's uncomfortable and, you know, in pain and moving around a lot slower, you know, just the Trunks era. So that was 85, 86. And right. Then we get to the singlet.
A lot of people don't give him the credit he's due either for not just establishing Hulk Hogan as the top babyface, but along with Snuka, helping to establish Piper as well.
Oh, yeah.
because he did have a feud in which Piper basically went over in the feud. And that got him ready for the Hulkster brother.
Okay.
So, and then even after everything was over with Hogan, he goes on to help establish the Ultimate Warrior. And
he didn't want, not like he wanted to, but he did. But he did.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with the legend that he didn't like Ultimate Warrior.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with it, because Bobby Heenan is the one who didn't like Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, very true. For great and reasons. So, great reasons, yeah.
So Andre isn't here to give his side of the story. Bobby can say whatever he wants. But my impression of Andre, based on everything we've seen, like, what's his reason for putting anybody over? Like, why would he put Piper over? Why would he put, you know, any of these other people over? So,
Jake.
Yeah. I think he could see it in the Ultimate Warrior and was more than happy to do the job.
Yeah, and those, plus the matches could be quick. You could get in and out of there.
Yeah, it was an easy payday. But I mean, that, all of that aside, obviously, if you don't know, WrestleMania 3 is pretty much the crux of this whole era.
Yeah. My favorite Andre look is actually, I guess it'd be 70s Andre. It's the fro with the tassels. The tassel jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The fringy jacket.
Yeah, I like that, too.
That's
kind of a mountain man look, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throwing drop kicks.
Right. And could sell his ass off, by the way. A lot of people don't often point that out enough, either.
Mm-hmm.
He could sell like Ricky Morton. Andre was great at drawing sympathy, which you wouldn't think a giant would be.
Oh, was it like that? No,
there's a little more to it than that, I think. all right. Number three is the Hot Rod. Rowdy, okay. Roddy Piper.
The Hot Rod loves you. You know, I don't like to go up. I don't kind of like doing my own thing, man. You know, I don't really like to be told what to do. You know, he's scratching his head. You know,
665 points for Hot Rod, an average of 60.5 is what he scored. Obviously, scoring very high. Did not make everyone's list. He missed it by just one. One person left Piper completely off.
That's I'm speechless.
Yeah, really.
How that's possible.
WrestleMania 1, ever heard of it?
Yeah, all the definitely a huge role in that.
Yep. Piper's Pit.
Piper's Pit.
That alone was,
I've heard of it. Yeah.
A big part of That alone was a big reason to tune in to the weekly TV, just to see what was going to happen there.
His swan song at WrestleMania 3.
Fantastic.
His last all match.
His very last match ever. All the crossover stuff that he did celebrities,
with Cindy
tying into different things and helping get more exposure for the WWF at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty instrumental, I'd say.
With Cindy and Mr. T.
Yeah. Who he refused to put over even a little bit.
right. He kicked Cindy Lauper across the ring.
She was holding on to his foot. What's he supposed to do? He's got to get her off somehow.
Like a gnat swatting.
Right. power slammed Dave Wolf. That was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Put him in the hospital.
All right. We are down to the top two. And number two is none other than, Macho Man.
Randy, you're telling Sammy. You're telling me I'm number two, huh?
The Macho Man is number one.
That number one, that better not be Hulk Hogan. That better not be Hulk Hogan, man.
I'm better than you are. Yeah.
I'm better.
Scoring high, 730 points, 66.4 average. Unbelievably, did not make everybody's list.
Get out of here.
Missed one. I don't know who that one person is. I don't know if it's the same person leaving Piper off too, but
gotta be out of their mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody missed the boat here, but nevertheless, he's here at number two.
Number two.
Yeah. I mean, do we need to say much about Randy Savage? Randy indeed.
Macho and Liz or Macho and Sherry? Who you got?
It's hard, man, because I like the pairing of Macho and Sherry better.
Oh, yeah.
But without the Macho and Liz pairing, you don't have the culmination of that story.
Yeah.
And what a moment that is. Holy shit.
Oh, I do love that moment. What a happening.
Oh, yeah, it was a happening, Jess.
He loves her. Or is that whatever he says? Or they love each other. Or whatever he says. Yeah.
Right. What a woman and what a man.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That's it.
Gorilla and Bobby talking about relationships in pro wrestling.
There's a blue dress lady,
rain hat kid. Yeah. Obviously that comes later in this era. I love Macho Man's story. I love the growth. And you see it in this era because he comes in all cocky as a heel, ready to stoop to any level to get rid of people who are in his way, like Steamboat.
I hate Hulk Hogan right off the bat. Yeah.
Right. Tries to unseat Hulk Hogan immediately and fails utterly. And so he's like, oh, yeah, what I meant was greatest intercontinental champion. So he targets that belt instead, wins it, and thinks he's hot shit now, but gets humbled by Ricky the Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
And thinks he'll try being a babyface now. And that carries him all the way to the WWF Championship.
Yep.
So, and then obviously the story continues from there, but probably the best story of any one individual, the best thread throughout this era, and probably all of the eras in my opinion, but definitely through this era. If you wanted to follow one wrestler's story,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than the Macho Man's.
Did he get any first place votes?
No, he did not. The only one to get any first place votes other than our number one was Andre.
Wow, not even Piper, huh?
Nope.
Okay.
But again, I think a lot of that has to go to all that Andre contributed. Again, not just with putting Hogan over, but all the other people that he helped to set up as well.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, it's not much of a mystery, I don't think, who our number one is. With
Bob Backlund.
Yeah. with the fabulous Moolah. No, with 1,180 points.
Jose Luis Rivera.
An average of 98.3. Holy shit. He made all 12 lists, and 11 first place votes. Our number one, the real American, Hulk Hogan.
The immortal?
Yeah, he's not immortal quite yet. He's still human at this point.
Not yet? Okay.
Yeah.
But Hulk, but Hulkamania is running wild.
Oh, it's definitely running wild. Yeah, it was hard to avoid, even for a guy like myself who wasn't a card-carrying Hulkamaniac. So, I mean, do we really need to talk about it at all?
Crossover appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainstream appeal.
Probably did the most of that during this time, really.
He's on the A-Team.
Yeah, hosted Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Did a Dolly Parton special, I think, once.
Rocky III. Even though that was before Hulkamania.
And left for a little while. Mm-hmm. Towards the end there.
Yep.
Which would result in No Holds Barred.
The cinematic achievement.
Right. All right, well.
Dookie.
Shock. Shock. A lot of that.
But what do you... Right before that, he explodes through the roof of the limo.
Oh, sure.
Like any human man could.
Right, of course. Well, he's no mere human man.
Oh, that's right.
This is Rip we're talking about here.
Rip, what was it? Not Rogers. Rip
Rogers. The Hustler?
It wasn't Rip Rogers. What was his name? Rip.
Was it Rip Morgan?
Maybe.
No, he was part of the royal family with Jack Victory.
Oh. Rip
Torn? We could go on and on. Okay, so let's talk about some of the people that didn't quite make the cut.
Where was Iron Mike Sharp in all this?
Received 0 votes, unfortunately.
Canada's greatest athlete.
For that matter, where is Rene Goulet?
Oh, yeah. With the sparkly glove?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned Tito Santana. He came the closest to cracking the top 10.
Okay.
He got 117 points for an average of 16.71. So he actually averaged higher than some of the others, but only appeared on 7 lists.
Okay.
The Magnificent One, Don Morocco, appeared on 9 of the 12 lists, but only scored 116 points total for an average of 12.89.
Gotcha. So ranked low.
Yeah, you mentioned the Iron Sheik. He scored 112 points for an average of 14, so he did okay for himself, but only appeared on 8 lists. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, we kind of mentioned him a couple of times. He appeared on 9 of the 12 lists, scoring 109 points with an average of 12.11. So he was kind of middle of the road.
Gotcha.
Ted DiBiase rounds out the top 15.
Oh.
Having only appeared on 4 of the 12 lists, but ranking pretty high, with an average of 27.5 for a total of 110 points.
Okay. If he was on more lists, he would have been in the mix.
Yeah, he gets into the picture a little late, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like, what, end of 87?
Yeah, he is a pretty big catalyst, though, in the end of the Hulkster's first reign.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets the tag team championship.
Mm-hmm.
From Andre. The
world tag team championship.
he's so drunk. He doesn't know. he doesn't know what belt he has.
So basically all together we've got 30 mentions. So for like the bottom half of these names, just to kind of run through them real quick, Greg Valentine kind of tops the list with the most mentions. He was on 7 lists, and then everybody else was on just a handful, like anywhere from 4 to 1 or 2. Names like King Kong Bundy.
Ah, Bundy.
The Junkyard Dog.
Hmm.
Brutus Beefcake got a mention.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. The Ultimate Warrior.
During this time?
Well, yeah. I mean, he did end Honky Tonk Man's reign, so.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That was kind of the kickoff.
Yeah, yeah.
Demolition started there.
Oh, yeah.
Reign, started their reign around this time. Big John Studd, your boy.
Hey, gets a mention.
He made 4 of the lists, so he got some love.
Good.
The U.S. Express, Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what I said. The Ace of Comedy, Cowboy Bob Orton, made 4 of the 12 lists.
Funny man.
Yeah.
Bob Orton.
Legendary funny man. The tag team of Sheik and Volkoff got a mention.
Next, excellent.
Poor old Bob Backlund only made 1 of the 12 lists, despite being the reigning champion for 2 years.
Well, you know. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Hacksaw, Jim Duggan.
Oh.
He actually appeared on 3 of the 12 lists. Nikolai Volkoff got a mention. I was kind of sad to not see this person mentioned a few more times. Wendy Richter.
Oh, yeah. I guess if any of the females would have been mentioned, it would have been her.
Yeah. And then kind of tied at the end were... 2 tag teams, the Killer Bees and the Dream Team.
The Killer Bees. Wow.
So they have been,
they have been so nothing on the WWF canon that I'm watching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm at end of August, beginning of September 86, and they are so nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what can you do? It was bound to fizzle out at some point. In the national expansion era, we had 31 names mentioned out of all the possibles between the 12 surveys. Only 3 were in the all 12 club.
Mm.
So only 3 names made everybody's list.
Okay.
Without fail. 4 were in the 500 plus points club. So real quick, let me see here. Hogan. Let me break this down here real quick. Hogan. The Hart Foundation. And the British Bulldogs are the only ones who made all 12 lists.
That's wild, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you mentioned Piper didn't make a couple.
Savage.
Macho Man didn't make a couple.
Missed one.
Hmm.
Yeah. As far as the 500-plus points club, that's Hogan, Savage, Piper, and Andre.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Hogan got the most... first place votes at this. He has the most first place votes at this point with 11. And he also is the high scorer with 1,100 points. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, 1,180 nice. Points. Excuse me.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Hulkamania is running wild.
It certainly was.
Yeah, so once again, a big thank you to all of the participants in the survey. I know it's been a while, but your efforts were not in vain. So you are hopefully enjoying the fruit of those now. But any last thoughts on this, Jay? This endeavor here?
I'm excited to move on through the eras and see who makes it. Any early predictions for the next era? Because you mentioned like guys like Duggan, Warrior.
I expect Warrior to climb the ranks.
Yeah. Duggan to Beefcake.
Yeah, Beefcake.
Beefcake's got to go up there. And probably DiBiase, too.
DiBiase, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So. Maybe some new faces show up, because we're talking...
Demolition? Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I love Demolition, so... maybe a certain Heartbreak Kid, either in tag team in form or as a single.
In the next era? Because it's 88 to 90. Oh, yeah, okay. 94. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, should be interesting to see. Will Piper ever show back up?
Well, no, he retired at WrestleMania 3.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, damn.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well.
But there's Coco Beware. Where will he end up? I couldn't even finish it with a straight face.
Right. Time can only tell. All right. Well, on that note, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will wrap up things for another episode of The Final Say. We got four more eras to go, so we'll be doing this several more times. But until then, reset, and we will be right back. Stay tuned.
Defending, but there are those right now that are questioning whether you can withstand the big man.
I don't care about those people, man. I don't care about those people that aren't Stark Raven Hulkamaniacs. I could care less what they think. I'm fighting for life, brother. I'm fighting for all those people that have remolded their lives, man. Modeled after Hulkamania. Get their priorities in order, man. Walk around with a lot of pride. As far as those people that are on Andre the Giant's side, I wish they'd come on down, too. I'd like to slap them around just for a warm-up. But I've already gone through my transformation, man. I'm ready for Pontiac, Michigan. I'm not the Hulk anymore. I'm the Hulkster, man. Look into my eyes, man. Come on that mountaintop. Back off, little man. I'm on that mountaintop, and I'm waiting for you, Andre. And I'm guarding that mountain. And the Hulkster that's guarding has got a 32-inch neck, a 64-inch chest, the largest arms in the world. And I'm geared to seek and destroy the cancer of Andre the Giant. Seek and destroy the Weasel's empire. And what you gonna do, Andre, in Pontiac, Michigan, when Hulkamania destroys you?
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, here on The Final Say, Raise Your Wrestling IQ edition. We've had guests, we've had a survey series, and now it's time to wrap things up. Myself, Handsome Dan Lopez, your host, and Jay Chewbacca back with you once again to close things out. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, doing great. Man, that was quite a show we had today. Very lively.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of discussion in, you know, about the wrestling.
Some might even say unalively.
Yeah. Some might say that, yeah. Yeah, so he's still in the green room, I hope. I hope he didn't escape like the other ones.
Yeah, we don't need any more sightings.
Yeah. I don't need to get any more trouble with the with the Necromancy Council.
Right.
Not that I would know anything about that.
Yeah, what's that about?
He said as he, you know, side-eyed, as his eyes went side to side.
You know, it's a good thing that we're following this new format of putting out shows at the beginning and end of the month, because Ernie's going to need a whole month just to recover from what Hawk did.
Oh, yeah.
Doing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was definitely, I think that might have been the high point. Yeah. You know, what do you think? Yeah.
He's still picking up teeth off the floor.
Just the sight of Ernie's motionless body after that doomsday.
Yeah.
That doomsday device. Yeah.
It was something to behold, that's for sure.
Yeah. Really so, laid it in.
Oh yeah. Working snug, as they say.
Indeed.
Speaking of as they say, where can people reach you, Jay, if they have got something to say directly to you?
Well, I got they want to find me. They want to reach me. They could do so on the app now known as X.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it up. But also known as Twitter.com.
Right. Still known as that.
You can reach me there at tweets of Jay Baca. Still tweets of Jay Baca. J-A-Y-B-A-C-A. And you can also follow the Mastabators on X at Mastabators. Mast, D-E-B-A-T-O-R-S. And you can write to me electronically using the address jbaca@gmail.com. And be sure to write those in the computer. The letters are not in the computer. You type it out on the computer and you hit the send button. And that's how I get those.
Nice.
Yeah. Last but not least, ProWrestlingTees.com/RockyBaia. Always happy to promote that. Rocky, B-A-I-A is how you spell it. Go over there and buy a shirt. Even if it is during this, WrestleMania, the big WrestleMania sale that Pro Wrestling Tees has every year. Right. We prefer you pay full price. But, if you're gonna, if you gotta save a few pennies, I guess partake in the sale.
Yeah. Basically, we'd rather you buy a shirt than not buy a shirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
So.
Or what if you just gave Rocky your money?
We can do that too.
Nowadays. What do we have nowadays? The Venmo and the Cash App. We can do that, right?
Yeah. I've heard of them.
That's what the kids are using these days.
Yeah.
Is PayPal like over? Is that a fossil now?
It feels a little archaic. Like you don't hear the kids really talking about PayPal anymore.
Yeah. No, it's like it's Venmo now, right?
Isn't Zillow or something? Is that a thing?
Who?
I don't know. Don't listen to me. I may as well be a boomer at this point.
I have no idea
what I'm talking about.
I know what a pillow is.
Oh man. I'm ready to hit the pillow.
It's like, don't tempt me.
Okay, but yeah, support Rocky Baia. And if you want to get in touch with me, everything you need to know is Dan's Final Say. On the X at Dan's Final Say.
Throw it up.
Facebook.com/Dan's Final Say is the Facebook page where you can actually read the original post if you go back far enough about the Wrestling Survey Series, because that's where that went down. But not much else happens there. So join the group And from there, you can get in on the discussions that we still have and that are more up to date. I'm on Instagram for the young people at Dan's Final Say. And then to reach me long form, ladies, if you want to send some Polaroids.
Hey now.
Well, you can't send them through email, but nevertheless, maybe maybe attach some files, you know.
That's how you do it.
It's Dan's Final Say at yahoo.com is where that takes place. That hot action takes place. Any recommendations this time around, Jay?
Well.
Demolition Man.
a lot of that today. Yeah, I have all the movies from earlier. Legally
the
Blonde.
Godfather.
Have you heard of this Godfather movie?
E.T. It's pretty good.
Yeah. What was the other one? Pulp Fiction.
Sold a few tickets.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
What was the other one? Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's okay, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, last week when we did Young Guns, I recommended you just go out and watch your favorite WrestleMania. Mm. Continue on with that. This WrestleMania weekend is going to be so like ECW themed, ECW heavy. Why don't you go back and check out some of your favorite ECW matches, moments. Promos, whatever, what have you.
Yeah.
Whatever tickles your fancy. Ooh. Your extreme fancy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's another thing I think Vince McMahon showed up in Vince McMahon's text messages.
Oh, no.
I want you to tickle my extreme fancy. Tickle it.
Hey, we watched a little ECW on here.
We did.
Heatwave 98.
Heatwave, that's right.
Yeah, from beautiful Dayton, Ohio.
Yep. Well, there's not much else to do in Dayton.
The jewel of the Midwest.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody has to have a claim to fame, I suppose.
Yeah. So check, if you missed that one, check that out in our archives, pal.
Yeah, pal.
That was a fun time. That's where the CTE chant was born.
Oh, that's right.
So the Queen of Extreme, Francine, she added in her two cents.
Yeah, she gave us a little shout out. That was nice.
Yeah. There should have been another ECW talent who should have added his two cents as well, but did not make the deadline.
Yeah, he had to.
That I provided for him. So.
Yeah, he had to go replenish his supply, I think.
But Francine was a consummate professional.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, be more like Francine out there.
Yeah, she was on top of it.
Ayo.
Alrighty. I don't have anything else. No real recommendations or anything like that. Just folks, we appreciate you going back into the archives, listening to classic episodes. We appreciate you listening to these episodes and spreading the word as often as you can. If you know somebody who you think might enjoy the show, please share it with them and let them know where they can find it, whether it be on Spotify or Podbean or any place else that it might be available. Tell them to check it out. And we will be back at the end of the month and the beginning of next month with a couple brand new shows as well. Let us know what you thought about the new segment with Road Warrior Hawk.
Looking forward
to revisiting that sometime. Big thanks to him.
Watching movies with Hawk.
Yeah. What could be better? Just don't sit too close to him. You might get speared. Skewered alive. Also, tell us what you think of the Wrestling Survey series. Maybe let us know where you think some of those names should have been ranked, or maybe who missed the top 10 that maybe should have made it. We'll be doing more of that. We got four more eras to cover, so that'll be coming down the line eventually. In the meantime, Jay, any final words before we bounce on out of here?
Man, I'm just sorry that I gotta make the people wait so long to talk about my WrestleMania adventures, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
WrestleMania weekend adventures.
Well, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's just how it is. So can't let y'all know how it all went at the end of the month.
Now they'll have something to look forward to.
Right. Yep. So. Are you going to be watching any of it?
Oh fuck no.
The Wrestle Slam.
No. I think Bad Bunny's involvement in the WWE was the final nail in the coffin for me.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's where it officially jumped the shark. So
he was a hell of a hand.
Apparently, check that off the bucket list. Go to WrestleMania. Yeah. So anyway, on that note, folks, no Bad Bunnies showing up here anytime soon. You can count on that. All we do is raise your wrestling IQ every time we talk about the happenings and the mat science of the old squared circle. And until next time, when we show up again, Jay will be able to give you his WrestleMania updates. We'll be here with another album, perhaps, to review, another debate, another Keeping It Classic movie review. Or perhaps we'll be back to just raise your wrestling IQ even that much more. Either way, we hope you'll join us. But until then, for Jay Chewbacca, this has been your host, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, Handsome Dan Lopez, and we have just had our final say. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.